You can get relevant documentation for any input method with the describe input method command. So let's try that for Farsi Transliterate Banon. We are back in the ex.fa buffer as one window. We don't need the KiCast logging and the Dribbble windows anymore. With a control backslash, I reactivate the Farsi input method. Notice that KiCast is still active on the mode line. Next, with a control H control backslash, I get the input methods documentation. I then delete other windows and keep the help buffer visible. Notice that B in this input methods identifier. Here is the URL for full documentation on the web. The keyboard layout itself is a one-to-one mapping, but towards making transliteration intuitive, multiple keys are sometimes mapped to the same letter. For example, both I and Y produce Y. The usual two-letter transliterations ending with H, J, Ch, Sh, and Kh, are provided. The ampersand prefix is used to support often invisible BD markings. In addition to this internal documentation, full documentation is also available.